The Morning Crew Showbiz Goss with Peter Ford.
For Prestige Jayco, take a virtual tour of the range at prestigejayco.com.au.
Good morning, Pete. Now, Kanye West, he's never far from a headline or doing something crazy. What's the latest bizarre thing that he's done?
He's had another Twitter meltdown in the last 24 hours, doing all sorts of odd things. Some of it you can't really understand what he's trying to say. But two things have really jumped out and are now headline stories. One is he claimed that a editor from Forbes magazine is a white supremacist. Now, that's bad enough, except he then tweeted this man's private cell phone number for the whole world to get and to ring and abuse him. The other weird thing that he did, when he got one of his Grammy Awards, put it into the toilet and then filmed himself urinating over it. And that's now up there for the whole world to see. And now the Grammy Award, of course, the Grammy Award is, of course, an industry award, so a lot of people are saying that that's not just... It's actually disrespectful to the whole industry, for the people who voted for him to get it. So he's very odd, I think we can say that. Mm. It's hard to know. See, we do know he's bipolar, and the last big meltdown he had, they said at the time he was now getting help and taking medication, and those medications can take several weeks to really kick in, but this certainly should have kicked in by now, because that's going back about 8 weeks ago.
Right. I'm sure they're keeping an eye on him. These things can sometimes be a cry for help too. Now, poor Lisa Curry, there's terrible that she lost her daughter earlier in the week, but now she's got to face hackers. What's that story?
Yeah, these horrible scammers who are setting up GoFundMe pages supposedly to raise money for the funeral. You know, the suggestion being that Lisa and Grant can't afford a funeral for their own daughter, and that's just ridiculous. So Lisa's had to take to social media to say, please don't give money to these people. It's not us, you know. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I thought was pretty hard is that it was obvious when they put out the statement the other day and from Lisa's own Instagram post, she didn't want the cause of death to be revealed. For whatever reason she had, she didn't want it to be reported. Yeah. But certain media outlets have gone and found out what they say it was and have been reporting it and analysing it and discussing it. And that's, again, just a horrible invasion of her privacy. Because, you know, her daughter, Jamie, wasn't a celebrity. You know, she lived a very private life. She's not, you know, she wasn't a politician or anything. There's no reason why people are entitled to know what the cause of death was.
Yeah, that's awful. And also, an original member of the Skyhooks sadly has passed away.
Yeah, that made me sad. I love Skyhooks. His name was Peter Starkey. Now, if you can't place him, that's fair enough, because he actually left the group before they became really famous. He was the original guitarist when they were just a pub band going around in Melbourne. Then, of course, other people joined, like Red Simons and, of course, Shirl, who was, I guess, the big breakout star as the lead singer. But Peter Starkey still has a place in history, but that actually ties into our last story, because in this case, his brother Bob, who was in Skyhooks in their heyday, he announced the death of Peter, and he actually said it was a fall from a ladder. So in this case, the family wanted the cause of death to be known. Right. And it's a reminder, particularly as the weather's starting to improve, you know, blokes over 50 should not get on ladders. You know, ask Molly, there's a whole bunch of people who can testify to that. It's just usually a recipe for problems.
That's good advice. Thank you for a great week, Pete. We will catch you next Tuesday.
See you then.